This is a People First Radio podcast.
Nanaimo resident Ann Turner has been practicing art therapy for a number of years, and she credits her artwork for helping with mental health challenges. Ann's work began under the direction of art therapist Mehdi Naimi. This year, Nanaimo's Gallery Row in the Old City Quarter included a piece completed by Anne during the early period of her recovery and art therapy work. It's now on display until August 2018. The Gallery Row Art Festival is held annually. The free public event is organized by Gem Fabrications and its Gates and Gifts business in Nanaimo's Old City Quarter. Here's George Ewing of Gem Fabrications unveiling the art that will be on display for the coming year along Gallery Row.
There it is.
Okay, so the list of sponsors and the list of artists is being printed. It'll be up over the next week or two, or day or two. The artists on the top boards, Barry Hall. That is Barry. Anybody that's here, could you say hello or something like that if your name comes up? Lietta Shad, Ann Turner, Connie Culhavey, Poison Dave. The Raven, right top center, the beautiful blues in it. Matthew Fox, Derek Jones, Indigo Moon, Jordan Johns, Russell McNeil, and Amber Morrison. Now, all the pieces from below, this is all done by Art Lab, which is a local effort down in the local art museum. And Yvonne is here. I hope Yvonne would come up and say hello in a couple of words, maybe.
Yeah, I wanted to acknowledge everyone's efforts and contributions. It's a lovely community event, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of it. The children in Art Lab at Nanaimo Art Gallery participate in this every year. And it's a really exciting thing for them to experience their work and have the public look at their work and participate in a pretty formal way. So that's really lovely. I also appreciate the support from all of you around the donations and the proceeds to our programming, because it allows us to continue to provide programs for kids in our community. So thanks. Thanks very much. And do come by Art Lab and the gallery sometime.
And everybody remember, the pieces from last year are all up and for auction right now, and all the pieces from all the other artists as well are out and about for auction. Now, the proceeds will go to local art programs, whether that's Art Lab or whatever. We're definitely supporting the arts. Anything that we get for proceeds will be going towards local art programs. Thank you, everyone. And enjoy yourselves. No big rush. We'll get geared up and we'll get the music going again.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. The Gallery Row Art Festival is held annually in Nanaimo's Old City Quarter, and local artists are invited to submit their work for public display on the Gallery Row wall during the year. Nanaimo resident Ann Turner has been practicing art therapy for a number of years and credits her artwork for helping with mental health challenges. This year, Nanaimo's Gallery Row included a piece completed by Ann during the early period of her recovery and art therapy work. It's on display until August 2018.
Hi, my name is Ann Turner, and I'm at the Gallery Row Art Festival on Saturday, August the 12th. And we just unveiled the new art submissions, which will remain on the outside canvas for over a year. I have a submission that I have on the wall. And the reason I've given this art piece is because I feel ready to relinquish it. One of my pieces that was done when I was in my initial stages of my art therapy with Mehdi Naimi. And it was during a time when I was looking at my growth and my journey. It basically symbolizes the fact that I'm free. I'm free to do what I want to do on my terms, and I really don't care what anybody else feels about it. It's my journey, and I want to do, if I want to be free enough to dance and free enough to paint all day long, then that's good. And I don't care about what other people judge me, because I just feel that it's good to have the artwork. It's good to be able to take a paintbrush and paint anything I want, and to also convey my feelings, whatever they may be, sad, bad feelings. And now, actually, it's even more, it means more to me now, because I'm now off of my medications that I've been taking for over 20 years, and my art has actually gotten much freer than that picture even indicates. So that's why I'm willing to let it go. And I just want to say to anybody that, you know, let yourself pick up a paintbrush or a marker or a whatever, crayon, and just let whatever's inside flow. With it flowing, it's letting loose. You're letting loose of all that pent-up stuff that's in there.
And I'm wondering if you could just point out the picture to us and give a brief description of it, and maybe tell us a bit about the time when it was painted and what was happening.
So do you have... Okay, so it's the third one from the top, and there's three figures. The background is orange, and there's a bit of red in there. The figures are done in a brown color. It was done during a time when I was doing art therapy. It was done to represent the feelings that were inside of me that were confusing me, and not sure what I was doing, why I was doing things. And I guess a lot of it had to do with the pent-up feelings that I had from all the years previous to getting into art therapy, and learning that once I went into art therapy that I could do anything, and that there wasn't... like, there wasn't such a thing as too much using too much paper, too much canvas. You just let go and you use as much as you want. Now, when I look back at it now, after all those years, because it is quite a while, I'm surprised that I actually was able to get to that point. And then once I did more artwork, I just kept getting more and more freer. I just enjoy the freedom of being able to do artwork. I just love it. I just love being able to express myself in the art form. So.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just very, very happy that I have something up there on that outside canvas that people are going to be able to look at, including all the others. But I'm really proud because I was born here in Nanaimo, and that I have a piece of artwork, which I wish my mom was alive to be able to see it, but she's not. So that's, and I thank you very much for being able to come and the support that you have of my artwork.
Thanks a lot, Anne.
Thank you very much.
Nanaimo resident Anne Turner has been practicing art therapy for a number of years, and she credits her artwork for helping with mental health challenges. Anne was on hand to see one of her art therapy-inspired paintings unveiled during the annual 2017 Gallery Row Festival. It's on display in Nanaimo's Old City Quarter until August 2018.
People First Radio is a community media project of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast partners. Listen to our podcasts online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.